The house is spotless. I don't think there's a single speck of dust or anything. You know, why don't you take a well-deserved break and come sit next to me, Pop? I know you just want to be helpful, but you haven't taken a second to yourself all day. I promise you. The house looks amazing. You did a great job. Now it's time to enjoy some quality time with your girlfriends. I promise you, if the bookshelf has a bit of dust, it's going to be okay. We're going to survive, I promise. I just want to share some quality time with my partner. Come on. Come lay on me. I put lotion on a few hours ago, so my thigh should be extra soft. No, you don't need to fetch me anything before you sit down. If it wasn't obvious, I only want you. There's no reason for you to keep cleaning the bedroom when it looks this good. And there's nothing else for you to do before you sit down. I promise, whatever you are thinking of doing can wait till later. It's okay. You can rest. Sit next to me like I asked. Please. Why are you sitting on the other side of the bed? I told you to sit next to me, not far away from me. Do I have to do everything myself? Pulling you closer towards me. Doesn't this feel better? I wanted to do something a little different. You're always taking care of me. I wanted to just return the favor. Let you know how important you are. You've been working yourself to the bone lately. Trying so hard to be so helpful. Making sure the house looks nice. Cooking meals for me. Laying out a towel for me while I'm in the shower. You've been going above and beyond recently. You've been such a huge help. I wouldn't have been able to get done half of the stuff I wanted to if it wasn't for you. Everything you do is so sweet, and I appreciate it. I really do. But have you stopped at all today? Puppy, that's not healthy. You need to take a break, even if it is for 5 minutes. I know you want to make me happy. Having you next to me makes me really happy. I mean, all the little things you do are nice, but this is what it's all about. I'm with you because you're my partner. It's not about the things you can do for me. It's about the way we make each other feel. At the end of the day, I want attention from you. I want to spend time with you. I don't want you to be distracted with something else. If it's all right, can I ask you a personal question? Do you feel like you deserve attention from me without doing anything first? Oh, puppy. Have you always felt like this? Is it just around me? Pup, That's not okay. You don't have to do anything to be deserving of love. You're a human, aren't you? Which means that you have every right to be loved, to be taken care of. You don't need to do anything for me to enjoy your company. If you had spent the whole day in bed scrolling on your phone, I still would have called you up here to cuddle with me. You're the only one I need. Here, I want to try something, pup. Are you willing to play along? All you have to do is repeat after me. Sounds simple, right? Don't roll your eyes at me, puppy. It doesn't matter that I'm not looking at you. I can feel the sass from here. Now just try it for me. Repeat after me. I do not need to work for love. Say it. Good pup. Now say it one more time. Now say, I am worthy of love. Again. Now combine the two. I do not need to work for love. I am worthy of it. Already sounds so much better than you furiously cleaning the house. Now say, Mommy loves me. Say it again. And again. One more time, just for good measure. Now say, I do not need to do anything for mommy's love. Say, I am worthy of mommy's love. Add it together. I do not need to do anything for mommy's love. I am worthy of mommy's love. I love your voice when you're saying positive things about yourself. Now I want you to say, I do not need to do anything to be worthy of love. Repeat that phrase. One more time. I need to make sure that it sticks in your head. This is the last thing you're going to say. I do not need to work for love. Because you don't, pup. It comes from me, unconditionally. I don't know how your past relationships have been. If somewhere along the way you were taught that love is dependent on the things you do for someone else, but that's just not true. I only want you to do what you are capable of. Cleaning the bedroom after a long day of work is pushing it. You deserve to take a break. I'm not going to come screaming into the room, telling you to put the dishes away because you forgot. Have I ever done that before? So why would I start doing it now? I'm never going to treat you like that. You aren't someone I take for granted. Every little thing you do for me is very much appreciated. From how you sometimes put a towel in the dryer while I'm showering so it's all warm, to making me tea when you hear me coughing a lot. You try to predict what I need before I even ask. You're too kind for your own good. It's just one of the things I love about you. I will always love you, regardless of what you can and can't do. That's not how love is measured. Love is measured in things like how much you care about someone, how much you enjoy their company. You are enough, just like this. You don't have to clean the entire house to earn my attention. You don't have to wait on me hand and foot just to see me smile. It's enough to share a room with you. I want you, puppy. No one else. You're the only one that I love. Coming home at night is my favorite part of the day because it means I get to come home to you. I get to see your brilliant smile, hear your beautiful laugh. But most importantly, I get to hold you. You light up my world in the cheesiest, most cliche way possible, puppy. You're a cold drink of water after spending hours in the sun. You don't have to work for me to care about you. I already do that for free. You live rent-free in my mind, pup. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know who twisted in your head that you have to work to be appreciated, but that's not how it works around here. You can simply exist. You are enough, just as you are. I love you when you're lazy, when you're sick, when you're doing things, whatever you're feeling. There's never a reason to push yourself because it makes me happy. You are important whether you're doing something or not. Just existing is enough sometimes. You're allowed to take time for yourself and to slow down, to stop and enjoy the roses or whatever. Look. What I'm trying to say is you can be easier on yourself. When you make a mistake in front of me, do I berate you? No, because it was a mistake. And there's never a reason to be so harsh when it's a mistake. But if you make one by yourself, you end up degrading yourself and ruining your entire day. You need to give yourself grace. You're allowed to be a person, to mess up from time to time, to even be a little selfish. Taking care of yourself is just as important as taking care of others. You won't be able to keep this up forever. You do know that, right? That's why I'm forcing you to take a break. Holding you in mommy's arms as you listen to my heartbeat. There's nothing you need to be doing right now. There's nothing more important than this, pup. Getting to spend one-on-one time with you is the best part of the day. I know it's your favorite, too, from how you relax against me. Practically letting all the worries and stress of the day melt away. You don't have to shoulder it all by yourself, puppy. We're a team, aren't we? Which means whatever you're going through, I'm also going through. From the moment I laid eyes eyes on you, I fell in love. That feeling hasn't diminished. It's grown stronger the more I've gotten to know you. I don't know where I would even be if I hadn't met you. I just know I wouldn't be as happy. I want you to take the rest of the night off. Just enjoy your time with Mommy Pup. You don't need to fetch anything for me. You don't need to do any tricks or chores. Just be your adorable self. That's all you need to be. You can do that for Mommy, can't you? That's my puppy. I'm so proud of you. I know how hard gentle moments like this are for you to accept. Love being praised but can't take a compliment. Love taking care of others but desperately want to have your needs met first. You took treating others how you want to be treated to the next level, didn't you? No reason to be upset with yourself. You've done nothing wrong, puppy. I'm just proud of you for actually listening for once. For taking a break. It might not feel like it, but this is a huge moment for you. We can work on you continuing to take up space and express your wants together. It's easier to silence that awful voice in your head if you aren't alone, isn't it? That's why Mommy is here. Mommy's always going to be here, puppy. Not going to go anywhere. Going to take care of you as long as you let me. You're my puppy. I love you more than I have ever loved anyone else. Always thought I was in love with my previous partners, but upon meeting you, I realized I only like them. There's just something about you. We instantly clicked. That first date felt more like catching up with an old friend. You're enough for me. Just like this. You're my rock. You're my favorite person. You're the reason I wake up. What I'm getting at is, you don't have to keep draining yourself like this for me. You're allowed to be loved. It's okay to take some time to yourself and enjoy life. Whatever you didn't get to tonight, it's going to be there in the morning. But this, getting to lay in Mommy's arms, this isn't. So, what's more important? Finally starting to see it my way, puppy. Seems that Mommy is always right. You know I adore you, right? From the tips of my toes to the very top of my head, every part of me is filled with nothing but love and appreciation for you. You're my partner, the only one who's able to calm me down simply by sharing the room. You don't even have to talk, and I'm enamored with you. I want to make you feel as special as you make me. I want you to understand how deeply I appreciate you. You only have to work for my affection if you want to. If you don't want to, just tell me what you want and I'll happily give it. But my love is never based on what you do for me. It's not based on what you give me, none of that. It's based on what an amazing person you are. I have fallen so deeply for you. I'm not sure I'll ever get out. And I don't want to. You matter so much to me, Pop. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. To call you my partner. Mommy loves you. Mommy is proud of you, Puppy. I know this is really hard for you. Like, actually listening to what I say and not fighting me on it. Normally, you would have tried to end the conversation by now. But you've come such a long way. There's still more of the journey left, but that's the fun part, right? You're going to keep growing. Keep getting better every day, and I get to be there in your corner, cheering you on, supporting you. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of attention. You deserve to feel wanted. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. My love for you is always going to be free. And I'm going to teach you to accept it, to not question it. It'll take some time, but you are worth every second, Pup. You didn't have to earn your place in my heart. It was given to you on my own free will. You make me happy. Just you. Just like this. You don't need to change yourself. You don't need to sacrifice your well-being just to make me happy. Mommy is happiest like this. Spending some well-deserved alone time with you.